This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. intends to maintain the maximum pressure campaign against Iran, even as evidence suggests the regime in Tehran is lashing out in increasingly dangerous ways. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. is not looking to start a war, though much will depend on what Tehran does next.
The responsibility for diplomacy achieving the strategic outcomes that President Trump has sent forth falls on all of us, but the State Department has the first oar in the water on that. But we can't do that without making sure that we have the capability to respond if Iran makes a bad decision.
Concern about a potential confrontation between the United States and Iran has been growing since U.S. officials last week accused Iran of being responsible for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has denied any involvement on the attacks against the oil tankers, but announced Monday it would cease complying with the global agreement that prevents it from making nuclear weapons. In response, the U.S. announced it would deploy another 1,000 troops to help protect U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria that are currently helping in the effort to wipe out remnants of the Islamic State terror group. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, is apologizing for the political crisis and unrest sparked by a controversial extradition bill. The bill would have allowed people to be extradited to mainland China for trial. Lam says work on the bill was over until it expires in July next year, and she pledged to stay and finish the remainder of her term. Members of the Civil Human Rights Front in Hong Kong say they are angry that Lam is refusing to step down. Opposition to the bill has driven repeated mass protests in Hong Kong this month alone. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump launched his re-election campaign rally in Orlando, Florida, one of the swing states that fueled his poll-defying victory in 2016. The president promoted his issues like border security and trade tariffs, and chastised the media and the Democrats for spotlighting the Russia issue and other controversies surrounding his presidency.
For the last 2.5 years, we have been under siege. And with the Mueller report, we won. And now they want a do-over. They want a do-over. Let's do it again. Didn't work out too well. Let's do it again.
Trump told supporters in Florida they are part of a movement where people believe that a nation must care for its own citizens first. Trump won Florida by a margin of 1 percentage point in 2016, and his reelection launch specifically targets Central Florida, where about half of the state's registered voters live, is largely independent. A powerful earthquake jolted northwestern Japan late Tuesday, causing minor injuries to nearly 24 people and a brief evacuation of coastal homes until the risk of a tsunami passed. Businesses resumed as normal early Wednesday, and electricity restored to thousands who lost power temporarily. There were no reports of serious damage from the magnitude 6.7 earthquake. The United States says it is seeking a comprehensive peace agreement with the Taliban that would cover counterterrorism assurances, withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan, intra-Afghan talks to find a political settlement to the war, and a permanent ceasefire. The word comes as both adversaries in the 17-year-old Afghan war are expected to meet in Qatar in the next few days for a crucial round of peace talks. The nearly year-long U.S.-Taliban dialogue process has been under fire for failing to make progress toward ending the conflict. The Taliban maintains it will not stop fighting or join intra-Afghan peace talks until all U.S. and NATO troops leave the country. Supervisors in the California city of San Francisco voted unanimously to move the city toward becoming the first in the United States to ban all sale of electronic cigarettes. The supervisors on Tuesday approved a measure to stop the sale and distribution of e-cigarettes until the Food and Drug Administration completes a review of the effects of the e-cigarettes on public health. The measure will require another vote before becoming law. In recent years, e-cigarettes have been the most commonly used tobacco product among young people here in the United States. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.